from KQED.
29, the ballot measure raising tobacco taxes in California, trails narrowly at this hour. The money would go to cancer research and smoking prevention. From KPBS in San Diego, Kenny Goldberg tells us the campaign between supporters and tobacco companies was a bitter one.
Supporters of Prop 29 had a popular spokesman, seven-time Tour de France champion Lance Armstrong. They also had the American Lung Association, the American Cancer Association, and doctors groups pushing the measure. With early polls showing a vast majority of Californians in favor, advocates were sitting pretty. But then tobacco companies weighed in with a massive ad campaign on TV and by mail. The ad said Prop 29 would create a new government bureaucracy with little accountability. By late May, the ads had done their job. Polls show support for Prop 29 had plummeted. Tobacco companies spent nearly $49 million to fight Prop 29. In contrast, supporters raised about $12.3 million. California used to have one of the highest tobacco taxes in the nation, but since the state last raised them in 1998, California's rate had fallen to 33rd. For the California Report, I'm Kenny Goldberg in San Diego.